now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, a rather historic cocktailation this week with a show rival joining me on the program, Jason Croft Java from Java's Bachelor Pad. He's going to be on the show talking about the 10th anniversary of the Bachelor Pad magazine. And it's off to the movies as we take a look at the new Dunkirk film and Swank Advice, this time on The Ding. What am I talking about? More of that soon. Right now, Bobby Darin, and that's all on the Cocktailation.
Can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone. That's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, for now and evermore. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore. Yeah, it's me that you'll adore. For now and evermore. That's all.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Jim Beuning there. What if I told you? What if I told you so? It's Cube Cooper with the Cocktail Nation radio show. And coming up real soon, we'll take a look at what's going on in the Lounge Life magazine and finding out more about a new film called Dunkirk with our movie reviewer, Ben Mack.
D'ici ceux de Cocktail Nation, Luke Cooper.
Java, Jason Croft from the Bachelor Pad radio show and the Bachelor Pad magazine is on the show. For the very first time, you know, Jason, this is probably about the first time I've had another radio announcer on my show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Coop. I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I've been listening to your show for a long time. You've been listening to my show. We've got a mutual admiration society going here off air before. But, you know, one of the things I just love about what you do is your Bachelor Pad magazine, which you've been doing now for 10 years. You come up to the 10th anniversary issue. And, you know,
that's right.
When people attempt these things, and I've seen many crash and burn, you know, you have pushed on and you've created this product and it is still going and growing and growing and growing. Congratulations. What was the impetus on doing this magazine?
Well, as I wrote in the issue that's just arrived today, so your timing is perfect because it just arrived on my doorstep today, I talked about how I love old men's magazines.
Yeah.
I have been a fan for a long time. I love, and I'm talking about those classic men's magazines like Adam and Sir Knight, sort of what a lot of people consider the second tier magazines from Playboy from the 50s and early 60s. There was just a charm to them, and their playfulness and their sexiness, but you know, because it was more than just the pinup photos. What they did was they had articles and essays and jokes and just all this crazy mix of stuff, so that when you opened up an issue, there it was full and it was playful and witty and it was charming in its own sort of, you know, naughty magazine way. And I've always loved that, and I've always loved print, you know, and that tactileness of having something. And I guess, you know, to an extent with those old men's magazines, something, you know, you can hide under your mattress or hide somewhere else, you know, and have in your own personal stash. And I've always loved that. So I thought, after doing a website called Java's Bachelor Pad for a while and the radio show, I thought, well, maybe what's the next step? What's the next thing for me to do? And I came up with this idea of doing a modern men's magazine. At the time I started, there had been a few before me who did something like this, and they were kind of wrapping up their production. I'm thinking of a Barracuda magazine, which was phenomenal. I love that. And there was also another one called Atomic, and there was a few others here and there. And I loved all of them, and I collected them, and I read them, and I talked to the people who did them. And so, like, at the time, I'd like, let's do my own. And I knew enough pinups, and I knew enough writers and artists and people like that. So it just kind of happened. And I said to myself when I first started, I'm going to do this until the wheels fall off, until, you know, it just kind of goes crashing into the ground. Well, you know, I turn around and I've gone, you know, 5 or 6 issues in it. And then I turn around, I've got 10 issues in it. And then, you know, before you know it, I'm doing special editions or nightcap edition. And then, you know, you turn around and it's 10 years later. Now, I make no illusion, doing a magazine in this day and age is not an easy thing.
No.
It's an expensive hobby, but I've had a lot of support from the people who contribute, the people who have, you know, given me so much great content over the years, the photographers and the models and the artists and just everybody. And also so much great support from advertisers and businesses who are really into the retro vibe, and subscribers, readers as well. I always get such great feedback every time an issue comes out. It makes me happy to do the magazine. And now it's actually even more exciting because we've just started offering some issues online. So we now have digital versions of the magazine. So for those who may not want a print copy, I have them as an easy digital download, at least the last 3 or 4 issues.
That is fantastic. Yeah, I did actually think to myself, I can't wait till he makes it as a digital download. Particularly for those of us on the other side of the planet, you know, we're able to get a lot quicker and easier. You know, I've always thought to myself, when you started this, I thought, so Jason's a radio guy like me. how the hell did he figure out how to do a magazine? Because I don't even know where you begin.
I've had a lot of help. Now, I used to do it in a previous life. I did stuff with what they hear in the States call alt weeklies. They're small little weekly newspapers in communities. So I've done stuff, you know, with print before. And I've had help from other people who have done their own little magazines and stuff like that. So I actually have people design the magazines for me. I let the talented people do the stuff that requires a lot of talent. I just kind of funnel it all together and make the final product and write the silly things that go on the photos and in the articles. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I work with people to make this happen. You know, it's not just me. I have a really, really talented crew of people who help me put this out every issue.
Yeah, well, it's certainly a lot of work. And when I look what you've got lined up in this particular 10th anniversary, I mean, this edition has got a lot of stuff through. What's some of your favorite bits?
Well, we always have a lot of stuff. I mean, that's just the nature of the magazine. Well, on the cover, we have a return of one of my favorite burlesque gals, Kalani Coconuts, who was first with us on the cover and inside of issue 13. She's back again. We have some other great pictorials as well. We have a profile of Miss Tiki Oasis 2016, a gal by the name of Sassy Stiletto. We have Maidu Serena, who people may know as Marina the Mermaid. She actually does photography as well, and a couple of times she's done this thing called Photo Funnies, which is a real harken back to the old men's magazines, where they have sort of a story with pictorials, you know, with pictures. And so she has one in this issue. Of course, we have Will the Thrill doing movies, the Velveteen Lounge Kitchen doing party planning tips, Don Spiro and his speakeasy reviews. We have a bunch of jokes. We have some great stories. We have such phenomenal fiction writers, which again is kind of a weird thing in this day and age, having men's magazine fiction. But we have some great writers doing stuff, some great artists, and we end every issue with a guy who's been with us since issue one. He goes by the name of Dr. Bamboo. We call him our mysterious mixologist. And on the last page of every issue, we have a thing called Last Call. He's been writing that for 10 years for us. And Will the Girl's also been doing stuff for 10 years for us, too. So we've had some longevity with our contributors as well.
Yeah, and really well-informed contributors as well who can bring something to the conversation that you and your retro buddies can be sitting around at a bar or something like that and go, hey, guess what I heard? I read this the other day. You know, and that's really cool. Something that, you know, even though you might know the culture really well, there's a couple of little things you go, wow, I didn't know that. So, look, it's a fabulous magazine. Hats off to you. I mean,
thank you.
It's absolutely been brilliant. I've been following it for a long time. So congratulations on 10 years, because you really have outlasted many, many people. And you know, I mean, guys like us, you know, for some reason we like to create extra work for ourselves.
We absolutely do. Absolutely.
But that's because we love it. Look, congratulations. Right. The best
Thank
place
you.
To sign up to grab it, bachelorpadmagazine.com. Jason, it's been fantastic having you on the show.
Thanks, Coop. Thanks for having me on. It's always a great time to chat with you and actually chatting with you in person.
The Cocktail Nation.
us old enemies of the crime fighter.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation.
Christopher DeGroote there, Gunshot Cha-Cha-Cha. It's Coop Cooper with you. Let's talk movies now with our movie reviewer, Ben Mack. And this week the film is Dunkirk.
They need to send more ships. Every hour the enemy pushes closer. They've activated the civilian boats.
Civilians? We need destroyers.
Where are we going?
Dunkirk!
I'm not going back. We know they will die.
You're weekend sailors, not the bloody Navy.
You should be at home!
Ben, it's epic.
It's epic. And Christopher Nolan, who's the director of the Dark Knight trilogy and Inception and Interstellar, like, he's one of the most famous directors around. He called Dunkirk his intimate epic, and I think he's right. Because unlike a lot of war movies, this just kind of focuses in on a bunch of different soldiers. You don't really learn much about them. There's not very much dialogue in Dunkirk. Instead, you kind of get stuck with them in Christopher Nolan. He wrote this as well. So it's like his imagining of what happened in a really famous evacuation in 1940, World War II, when the Allied troops were kind of being hemmed in by the Germans. It's quite an experience.
So tell me, if you're a war historian, will you like this film?
Look, I think the history buff might tear it apart a bit in terms of, you know, how accurate it was and that kind of thing. But it's the sort of movie that's not claiming to necessarily be as accurate as humanly possible. But Ali, I reckon it's more for fans of film, like for people who want to go in and experience something in a cinema. This is like I came out of the shell shock, I think, after Dunkirk. And it's a little bit like, you know, the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan. A lot of people have talked about that war movie and the opening sequence of that. Dunkirk felt like that, but for the whole movie. Like, it felt like being under a barrage, being bombarded. As you get viewpoints from kind of land, sea, and air in Dunkirk, it does feel like, and particularly thanks to the sound design in this film, it's so overwhelming that you do feel a little bit like you are trapped with these guys waiting for rescue. Will it happen? Won't it happen? Who knows? It does really feel like being bombarded in the cinema.
You know, what I've read so far is, as far as plot is concerned, it doesn't really go anywhere.
That's one of the downsides to Dunkirk, is that it doesn't really have a clear point. So it's not anti-war, it's not pro-war, it's not talking up the soldiers and their bravery and courage. There's actually some sort of everyday heroes that come in to help out in this rescue mission who become kind of, you know, more become more of a traditional hero, I suppose. But yeah, one of the downsides I think for Dunkirk is it doesn't have a clear point, and also the story arc that you usually expect in a movie like this doesn't really happen. But the film itself ends on a note of, there's a really famous speech by Winston Churchill, the one, you know, the one where he talks about we'll fight them on the beaches. It's a really, really famous speech. He gave that sort of straight after this evacuation happened.
All right, sounds like something many Cocktail Nation listeners will enjoy if you like a bit of period movie cinematic spectacle. It sounds like a pretty big film. Thanks for that, Ben. This week in the Cocktail Nation magazine, which is called Lounge Life, got some cool stories for you. Anyone with a LA Public Library card, new advantages, you can stream the special Criterion Collection, an amazing collection of movies and TV. So if you've got that LA Public Library card, well, I'm envious of you. Maybe you can lend it to me. And an interesting story on the bullet bra as well. Just make sure you don't get your eyes poked out. Here's the Akadakaris now, and Cocaine on the Cocktail Nation.
When you wanna hang out, you gotta take her out on cocaine. When the day is done, you wanna get along on cocaine. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Cocaine. When your day is done, you wanna get along on cocaine. When your thing is gone, you wanna ride along on cocaine. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. A cocaine.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
With Frank Hunter there and his orchestra, Zimba, Elmer Bernstein before that, Staccato's theme.
Swank, 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
Sit in a doctor's waiting room, a hospital, quiet train, and you'll hear a very annoying sound. No, it's not people talking loudly. It's not phones ringing. It's the ding of the iPhone. Now, I know I've rallied time and time again about mobile phone etiquette, but this one's a little bit different, so bear with me. I don't mind if your phone goes off when you get a text message and it goes ding. What I find really annoying, and maybe I'm just a bit of an edgy person, is when people carry on a text message conversation and they don't switch it to silent. So every exchange is followed by a ding. How is that not annoying you, the user, as much as it's annoying everybody else? Calm down, Cooper. Constantly, the SMS alert. Ding, ding, ding. It's enough to drive you crazy. In fact, I think the North Koreans should be using this as a special torture. It'd probably be very effective. So here's the rule of thumb, please. If you get a text message and you're in a quiet room, type scenario, just switch it to silent after the first ding. We'll all get along really, really well. Plus, we won't be reaching for our phones thinking that it's our phone going off. Check out my free Swank Advice book available in the iBook store right now. And look, the World of Swank now for pastimealbumclocks.com. Tiki Oasis, August 10, August 26, Newcastle Jazz Festival, the West Leagues Club. And Tiki Day coming up October 1. Here's Ellen LaFern and When Sunny Gets Blue.
Sweet loving man comes this away each lonely tear and hold her near when sunny gets blue.
Okay. say that all who love are blind, but I'm in love and I know what time it is. The good book says, go seek and ye shall find. Well, I have sought and my, what a climb it is. My life is just like the weather, it changes with the hours. When she's near, I'm fair and warmer. When she's gone, I'm cloudy with showers. In emotion, like the ocean, it's either sink or swim. When a man loves a woman, but she doesn't love him. Never treats me sweet and gentle the way she should. I got it bad and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad and that ain't good. But when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out, just crying. My poor heart out. She don't love me like I love her. Nobody could. I got it bad and that ain't good. Though folks with good intentions tell me to save my tears, I'm glad I'm mad about her, 'cause I can't live without her. Lord above me, make her love me the way she should. I got it bad, so very bad, and that ain't good.
Cocktailnation, Frankie Lane, I got it bad. Next week on the show, talking about a Caller Pandit documentary that you need to see. I'm going to leave you with Frank Bennett now. And Would I Lie to You? Stay here.
Would I lie to you? Would I lie to you, honey? Now would I say something that wasn't true? I'm asking you, sugar, would I lie to you? Well, my friends, know what's in store. Well, I won't be here anymore. I pack my bags, I clean the floor. Now watch me walking, I'm walking out the door.
Believe me,
I'll make it, make it.
Believe me,
would I lie to you? Would I lie to you, honey? Now would I say something that wasn't true? I'm asking you, sugar, would I lie to you? I'll tell you straight, no intervention to your face, no deception. You're the biggest fake, that much is true. And all I can take, now I'm leaving you. Would I lie to you? Would I lie to you, honey? Now would I say something that wasn't true? I'm asking you, sugar, would I lie to you? Well, my friends know what's in store. Well, I won't be here anymore. I'll pack my bags, I'll clean the floor. Now watch me walk. I'm walking out the door. Believe me. Watch me, watch me. Believe me. Watch me, watch me. Believe me. Watch me, watch me. Believe me.